Okay. All right, it's shortly after 11, so we'll go ahead and get started here. The purpose of this meeting is to generate a set of random district numbers per the directions of Chairman Galvano, who in his memo that was sent out last night expressed his desire to put forth an amendment that was randomly numbered in committee tomorrow. I'd like to thank the Auditor General and her staff for making themselves available today to help us with the random assignment of even and odd numbers to the districts that are currently identified in the base map 9070. The Auditor General will use the random number generator function of Excel to generate random number values for each of the 40 districts identified in Plan S000S9078. The random number value assigned to each district by the random number generator will be sorted by value from smallest to largest, and the first 20 districts identified on the list will be assigned even district numbers. The remaining 20 districts identified on the list will be assigned odd district numbers. The Auditor General staff will perform the random number generation, and the Auditor General will witness the results. I think the description of the methodology here is I can walk through that, where we will have each district identified by the placeholder number from 1 through 40 in Plan S000S9078. We will then generate a random number value for each district identified. Then we will sort the districts identified by the random number value from smallest to largest and select the first 20 districts identified from this sorted list of random values to assign even district numbers. We will then assign the remaining districts from the sorted list of random values to odd district numbers. And I will make a copy of the specific methodology available to anybody who would like one. And I think with that, we're ready to go.
Hey, do we have an opportunity? I don't know how this is. If this is an official meeting, do we have an opportunity to ask any questions?
Well, the purpose of this meeting was to publicly conduct the random assignment. Is your question about that, or is it okay?
Yes, sir. And if you can't answer the question because you're a staff member, I completely understand that, but. I'm trying to figure out why we would do a random number generation before we have a finalized map. This is likely not to be the map that we're going to finish up with, and I think it creates more problems to do this prior to the amendments and things of that nature than it would if we did it after, unless the plan is to do it random number generation now and then also a random number generation once the map has been complete. Do you have a sense of that?
I don't know at this point. If the map changes and needs to be renumbered again, then we can discuss. Okay. Probably, that would be a conversation to have with the chairman for the legislature to make if they want to conduct the random renumbering again.
Follow up on that?
Sure.
So my worry is that we're politically tainting the process by doing the numbering beforehand. You get into knowing, that potentially we're going to treat all even number districts one way, whether it's 2 or 4 year terms. You're going to treat all odd numbers districts another way, whether it's 2 or 4 year terms, and they'll be grouped up that way. And it creates a potential opportunity for a lot of political maneuvering and amendment filing that I think actually would violate our constitutional position of not filing amendments or doing maps for any political purpose or to benefit any incumbents. So that's the worry I have with doing this beforehand. And I don't know if that's a discussion that the attorneys had or anyone else had.
Well, if I could weigh in on that, we're not actually determining the way the even districts are being treated or the odd districts are being treated. The Constitution dictates that. Odd-numbered districts are to stand for election in years that are divisible by four. And even-numbered districts stand for election in even-numbered years that are not divisible by four.
May I follow up? I don't know. I don't know if the question is better addressed to the attorney. So that even gives me more concern, because what that will do is that will set up a map where even before amendments are made, we know ostensibly which terms are going to be two-year terms and which terms are going to be four-year terms, and then sets up a process, an amendatory process, whereby everybody's trying to jostle politically to support their Senate president candidate, to support the candidates who want to support a certain president candidate, who want a two-year term rather than a four-year term. I find doing this process before we actually have a map to actually put us in a position that will cause greater difficulty in having the Supreme Court pass it. And I'm curious why we would want to do it right now when that exists.
Well, I believe that's a question for Senator Galvano as to whether why he wants to do the numbering for his map now in this manner. Certainly, if somebody wants to change it or propose somebody something different, they're free to do that. Whether their how their map is numbered and whether it addresses any of those things or is the intent behind that is something I think that would be appropriate for legislative inquiry. I don't think this necessarily indicates one way or another how that future amendment might be perceived.
I have a question. So yesterday, when we had discussion about numbers and how that was going to play out, and I thought we were having that discussion tomorrow, actually, it was said that we would number districts the same if they didn't change drastically, although we didn't have a definition for what drastically was. So today, instead of doing it that way, we're doing the random drawing. And my second question goes to, I was on the reapportionment committee when we came up with the current map, and we did the Senate lotto after the map was already done. We had two ball cages that did the number, whether it was going to be even or odd. It just came out of the thing. So why would we be assigning numbers now when we don't have a completed map? So those two, if you could address those two, or Justice Cantero.
I think the second part of that, or the second question there, was very similar to what Senator Clemens just asked, and so probably the same answer would apply. But the first question is to, you thought we were, there's been, the chairman's made clear in his memo last night that he put forth the amendment that is Plan 9078, as was renumbered by commonality with the enacted districts. He's also directed me to conduct this random process today because we'd like to have an alternative that is randomly numbered available for the committee members to exercise their ability as a member of the committee to voice their preference for one numbering method over the other.
Well, the difference is between today and I thought the justice said we didn't have to go through this kind of a process. The difference is when we did the numbering before, it was in the blind. So if we place numbers on districts, odd, even, which obviously affects terms, then it's not in the blind anymore. And so I don't understand that. It's prejudicial as far as I'm concerned.
If I may, and while I was just an observer the last time you renumbered the districts, it was my understanding that they renumbered the districts in an open meeting, but as a matter of passing a bill, the members were still in a position where they would know how they were affected before they voted on the bill, because that language designating this geographic area is District 1 and this geographic area is District 2 was something that would have had to been in the legislation before you voted on it. It wasn't something where you could pass a map and then somebody could come in after the fact and fill those things out. So there's always going to be the issue of I'm voting on something and I know who the winners and losers are going to be, at least in terms of the 2 and 4 year term aspects of it.
This is my last comment. And I know the reason we did send it lotto is because the court sent it back and said that the way we did it the first time did was not a neutral numbering system. So they sent it back to us to do the ball cages.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I have a question. Over here. So my understanding of this is that it's going to provide us two different methodologies, one being the current methodology. If we do nothing, then the current methodology of we're going to use the numbers from 2012 is that would be option one. And today that's the only option. This simply provides us another methodology which the Senate may consider at some future date for option two, which would be a new set of random numbers. Is that correct?
That's correct, Senator Brandis, and I believe it's the chairman's intention, and he's expressed this publicly as well, to offer the carryover numbering as the main amendment on to SJR 2C tomorrow, and then offer a substitute amendment that is the random number. And so if the random numbering amendment is defeated tomorrow, then the amendment before the committee would be the one with the carryover numbers. If the randomly numbered amendment is accepted, that would then be the substance of that amendment as it moves forward.
But barring this process today, there will be no substitute amendment tomorrow. That
correct.
If we have some type of random number. So the only reason that we have, the reason that we're doing it today is so that there is that ability.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Grant, just as a follow-up to that. So what happens if we just don't accept the one map and if there are changes made to the map that change the numbers? I just don't understand. There's been no good reason given why we have to do that, why we have to do this right now. There's really been no good reason for why this has to happen. And I think, I truly believe, and I don't know if you can answer this question because it's more of a statement, but I truly believe that what we are doing right now here is setting up another marker, yet another one. We had one earlier this week. That is going to cause the courts to look at what we're doing with consternation and say that we are being overtly political in this process. So I just wanted to get that on the record somewhere in a public meeting that when this comes back to bite us, because there was some sort of fait accompli with the maps and they're not going to accept any amendments and we're going to know what all the numbers are beforehand. This is another moment in time where somebody's made a really poor decision to do something we didn't need to do for political purposes.
Go ahead, Senator Montford.
Thank you, Ms. Farron. Let me try to make a couple of observations. See, to where we are, the committee chair has directed your staff director to do this today. To me, that's a moot point. I don't think we have a decision to make here today as whether or not we're going to do this. My question, though, is, are we not getting the horse before the cart? And I think, Mr. Justice, you may have answered the question, but you may have to help me again. If we go through this process, when we go through this process today and the numbers are assigned to district, if the map itself is amended and changed, even if it's by unanimous consent, would we not have to renumber those districts again?
I don't believe you would necessarily have to, but you certainly could to address that issue. Practically speaking, and I think this may go to Senator Clemens' earlier point, the districts and the numbers represent geography, and they also represent the who stands for election when, based upon the way the Constitution operates. Even without the numbers, there's already, at least from my understanding of the process, people generally know, okay, well, I currently live in this area, and that's where I am, and that's where I would likely run, or I might move or do something different. So the idea that the numbering somehow puts everybody on the line and limits or restricts the ability to make changes, I think might be something that is not looking at the broader scope, and that every change could be criticized from that standpoint, whether the numbers are randomly numbered or whether they're assigned by the staff or not.
Follow up that, if I may, we are about to assign numbers to a proposed map, and that proposed map has a legal description in terms of what those districts are. Take District 3, for example. It's real simple. You follow the, you got 11 counties there, and it will be assigned a number. If in the process that one county is changed for another one, then that legal description of that particular district has changed. And would that not bring into question, even though it's a simple change maybe, would that not bring into question the validity of that number for a district that is not, that does not carry the same legal description as previous?
I think if the number remained the same, it would be in a situation where the newly drawn district would reflect a geographical change. But I don't believe there's anything specific regarding the carrying over of the number that's problematic, because for all other intents and purposes, the number's main determinator is when that district is supposed to stand for election. Odd numbers in years that are divisible by four, even numbers in even numbered years that are not divisible by four.
I follow up that, but that's my point. And it's maybe splitting hairs, but when we're talking about a district that has a number, to me, if that district changes at all, not the same district. And so I don't see how you can lay claim to a number if it does not carry the same legal description for that particular district. I'm not a lawyer, but I've been sued a lot of times. So that's what I'm wondering. And I asked a question yesterday, well, if this is such a big issue, why don't we just go ahead and renumber? That's what we're trying to do. Now I'm asking this. The other question, well, why are we doing it now? So I have a serious question about the process. I don't want to get involved in a process that can be questioned later on. To me, this probably, quite frankly, is a discussion that may need to be taken tomorrow when the full committee is here, and certainly when our chair has an advantage, opportunity to be here
Right. I think we're here today to conduct an administrative, ministerial process. I think if we want to discuss the policy, tomorrow is the appropriate time for that when we're in the full committee. So is there anything else? All right. You ready? Okay, so the district's numbers are in the leftmost column there, and they order that they are sorted in is smallest to largest, which was the methodology that's been established. And so the first 20 in the number in the column there on the left, 1 through 20, the districts associated with those will receive even numbers, and the remaining districts will receive odd numbers. I will go back this afternoon and renumber the plan and publish it and make it available later this afternoon. If it's the, yeah.
Where does the number come from? Because I don't know the methodology. So where does the random number assigned come from? Where does that number come from? The middle column.
That's the randomly assigned value. That's an Excel function.
Would you say again how you determine whether it's an even number or an odd number?
The districts right now in the leftmost column, everything is ranked according to the random value that was assigned. The smallest random value is at the top, the largest random value is at the bottom. And so the districts, as they were numbered in the placeholder numbers associated with the plan are in the leftmost column. The first 20 districts there in the placeholder numbering in plan 9078 will receive even numbers. The last 20 will receive odd numbers. And I'll start in the north end of the state with 2 and then 4 and number the way down the state.
So the first 20 are even, the last 20 are odd.
Correct.
Thank you.
The first 20 districts in the leftmost column will receive even numbers. The last 20 will receive odd numbers.
So first you put them in numerical order in column A.
Correct.
And then in column B, what happened in column B?
I'm passing down a description of the methodology that explains probably in more detail. But the districts were listed 1 through 40 in the leftmost column.
Right.
Then a random value was associated with that
right.
in the center column. Then it was all sorted.
In C.
And it was sorted in B. C is just a list to show us which one is the 20th district. So it's just sequentially numbered. That's the rank, essentially, associated with the value. Is that correct? Yes. Everybody's nodding their head. Yes.
Okay. And so now you'll take the column C and start with the number 2?
No. District 17 will be the first district. Well, district 17 in the left column there, uh-huh. down through, if you'll scroll down, district 1 will receive even numbers. And I will do that in a manner in which the low district numbers are in the north end of Florida and the higher numbers are in south. That's pretty consistent with Senate practice. Anything else?
Yes. Are those the current numbers or the placeholder numbers?
Those are the placeholder numbers in 9078. A new plan will be published with the new numbers. I'll send out an email to the world with that plan attached when I get it done.
Oh, the numbers in column A are the placeholder numbers that are on the map. They're not the
yes.
current. Oh.
Correct. All right, well, thank you all very much for your time. I appreciate it.